just take a minute, okay? Look, you have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it, then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world. This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Who ordered the hamburger with AIDS? Oh!
Do-do-do, life's good.
The cheese tax. The cheese tax. The cheese tax.
I'm sorry, in my book, that is rape.
Oh, rape humor. It never gets old.
Churro. Churros.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
Beware. Beware the Ides of March. Mike.
You know what, Jim?
Especially Jeff, beware the Ides of March.
He should beware, or we should beware of him.
Jeff should beware. He's not here, so I assume something happened because it is the Ides of March.
Oh shit! Do you think that they put the shock collar on him and he's like, "Thanks, pals. Thanks, chums. I trust you." And then behind the scenes, they're like jacking it all the way up to like to kill to like the kill level, and now he's dead.
I think that could be it. Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. Is the stream fucking up? I made the mistake of giving Cox Cable more money.
Oh no! Like for better internet,
I signed up for a higher tier. Like I'm like 1 gig, so I was like, you know what? They're saying they have 2 gig available.
What?
I signed up for it, and I swear, ever since I signed up, it's been slower.
Is it one of those things where your router? It's like too much, and your router's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
No, because I have a router that's $900. Like,
oh yeah, you have a crazy router.
My router's like $900. My modem's like $300.
Oh,
so
okay,
it's
yeah,
like,
no, that
this
should be able to handle it. Maybe the internet is just like, maybe the world can't handle your internet.
That's true. Could just be the world. But no, I made the mistake. I had to call them today, you know, do the whole fucking bullshit. They have to send someone out because they can't figure it out. They don't know what's going on. They're full of shit.
They're going to show up and they're going to be like, turn it on. Is it on?
Anyways, that's just me relating with the working man. Swig of water for the working man. Let me get that real quick.
Hold on. I'm a working man. Oh, me? Yeah, I'm a working man.
This, my friends, is a comedy show. You are tuned in right now. Twitch.tv/JimAndThem. Kick.com/JimAndThem. Jim and Them YouTube channel.
Fuck.com/Jim and Them.
We like to keep it nice and complicated.
So here's all the different tiers we got. You can go on YouTube. You can go on Twitch. You can go on Kick. On YouTube, there is a subscriber tier, and that's the only place you can find the live show. But if you go on the Patreon, patreon.com, there's the free tier where we put old shows.
Yes.
But on the paid tiers, you can also get the new shows as soon as they go up. But if you just want to pay no money, you can go on the subscriber feed to get them immediately, or you can go on the regular iTunes feed, and then they'll go up within a day and then another 4 days. Then the more you pay on the Patreon, the more shows you gain access to. But then also, back in the day, if you paid us regular money for a goon pack, you have the Troll 2 commentary.
That's true. See, all these things... We're doing all the things. Maybe some people might say we're doing too much.
Dude, we're doing the exact right amount.
Other people say we're not doing enough.
Some people would say we're not doing enough, but I'd say we're doing quite literally the perfect amount.
Stacks, happy affiliate anniversary. Kiwi Mango, happy affiliate. Apparently, it's our affiliate anniversary on twitch.tv/JimAndThem.
What's affiliate mean?
I think that's just when we're able to take bits and subs and stuff like
that. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. You know a great way to celebrate that?
Yeah. Thank you for your bits. Thank you for your subs. Yeah. Jesus. So yeah, we already alluded to the fact that Jeff Murphy is not here. Apparently, he's doing shock collar comedy.
Wow.
But then he also said that they didn't know he was coming, but like some other comics were like, just show up. That's all you get.
I told him that like it sounds like a wrestling locker room, because that's what it always is.
Like with the indie wrestling.
Yeah, they're
events.
Like, just show up. We don't have a match for you now, but I'm sure we can find something for you. And then they usually do. They usually find something for you.
I just want to take nothing left except
Spider-Man. Also, I mean,
thank you for the sub stacks.
If we're being honest, Jeff was going to shot collar comedy, but he swung by the Mandalay Bay shark reef first.
Yes.
And a shark ate his dick, so he's in the hospital.
Oh, his dick got eaten by a shark?
He got eaten by a shark. So now he's just got like a stitched up area where his dick was. And they're trying to get him out there because they know they're like, oh, we need you to get to a shot collar in time. So they're trying to get the surgery done. Mm. But there's no way to know for sure if the surgery's finished or not.
Shout outs to Lionheart in the motherfucking YouTube chat. Thank you. He says $25 is well worth the Patreon. So thank you for being the skim of them tier.
Oh, so he's in the top ass, like top ass tier. Because there's all sorts of tiers, Jim. There's a free tier.
We don't have to go through it all again, but I get what you're saying.
$5 tier, a $2 tier. There's a tier where we'll gamble your money. We got all the tiers.
We got all the tiers, and also all the tears when I go to bed at night.
Yeah. We're me watching a fucking video where a girl with cancer named Delilah has the lead singer of Plain White Tees show up to the hospital and play "Hey There, Delilah" on an acoustic guitar for her.
I just meant the tears of like, I could have a 17-year-old child right now, but I have a 17-year-old podcast. I just meant I could be going to my baby boy's graduation in a year if I wanted to. If I wanted to.
I
might not even show up, because you know what? I got to show that.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, it's on a Friday?
Sorry.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, just like your football game, son.
Oh, my God. Your game's on Friday. Mike's coming over. We got to do a commentary for Reacher.
Oh, no. Under the Friday Night Lights, you say? We're binge-watching Friday Night Lights again.
Ooh, we got
first shows where you know.
We got an intervention episode to watch. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
You know what? I'm sorry, kid. Jacob Burrows can literally only do it tonight.
His time difference. He's in Ireland. Sorry, little
Sal.
Samba.
Yeah, me and you are going to have kids.
Sambo.
Yeah, Sal Steele and Sambo Scampoli. Dude, the only way I'll have a kid is if you agree to name your kid Sambo, and then I'll go and fuck everyone I can, get a kid, name him Sal, so that Sal Steele and Sambo Scampoli can be friends.
Yeah, they can grow up together and watch each other's backs.
Hell yeah. They're not even going to be friends. They're going to be brothers.
Yeah, they're going to be brothers.
Yeah.
They're going to be like Sam and Dean.
Yes! Sal Steele and Sambo Scampoli are just Sam and Dean.
They're going to have to investigate our murders.
After our wives kill us for naming our kids Sal and Sambo.
Ace, you have a great question. Ace has got a great question in the goddamn motherfucking kick chat. I always try to see which chat it's in. I'm looking at all the chats. I mean, we're still putting the word out there. Are you alive? I've got a lot. I've heard from a lot of people that they're alive, and I love to hear it, because, like, basically what I've been telling you is like, I'm glad to hear you're still breathing, man.
Yeah.
You know, and it gives us an opportunity to just take a moment to appreciate that fact, because, you know, people, it was only what, a mere 4 years ago, actually 4 years ago, almost to the day, when we were heading into the COVID lockdown.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise known as the great purge of most of the Jim and Em listeners, I assume. I assume they were in that goddamn death count, that million plus death count.
I never
happened.
Even thought about that. I wonder if there are any listeners that like we knew by name that died of COVID.
I mean, I know we've always had the discussion of like, are there any listeners that have died?
Yeah.
We had that discussion in like the third year. Like, yeah, anyone listening to the show is dead.
Well, and the 6th and the 10th and the 11th. Yeah. Then also 13th, 14th and 15th. No, I bet you at least one Jim and Them listener that we know by name died of COVID.
Ooh, Ixtapa. I mean, oh, Chris.
Oh,
I was thinking, oh, Chris, but I said Ixtapa. I don't know why.
Chris had been dead.
He's
I bet you, I would have thought Kung Par died, But then Kungpar liked a tweet of mine a couple weeks ago. So I know Kungpar's still out
Kungpar's
there.
Kungpar's out there.
And then, shit, now I'm spacing on his name. I feel like an asshole. The Ska guy. Skylar Sills.
Oh, Skylar Sills.
I would have thought Skylar Sills was dead. But he actually, he hit me up on Facebook and like asked me for about video games or something. And I was like, oh shit, he's still out there kicking too. He says that he's like, he checks in like when, like, he's like, dude, I'll go like months and then I'll just like binge everything and then I'll go months and then I'll binge everything. So like some people are still out there, Jim.
Yeah, they're out there. You know what? I don't even doubt it. I'm sure in like, as summer's gearing up, I'm going to get messages like, just heard the Are You Alive episode.
I never even thought about that.
I'm alive, dude. Hey, I'm out of here.
Dude, hey, it's August 27th. I'm alive.
Shit. Oh, I don't know what that, I got an alert, but I'm trying to see what the hell it was for. But thank you, whoever it was.
Probably $100,000 donation.
Yeah, I believe so. I think that, Matt, I think that tracks. I think that, about sums it up.
It's probably someone giving us tons of bits for our anniversary.
But yeah, so anyways, as I was saying, but still not enough. I know there are people out there that are alive that haven't even told me they're alive.
That's true.
Gordon, like Jacob Burrows, I talked to him on Monday. He didn't even tell me he was alive.
Gordon hasn't let me know if he's alive.
Oh yeah, he's out there. He was not to put people on blast, or telling tales out of school, but I know he was working the On Cinema Oscar show.
Oh.
I guess he's worked for them for a few years now.
That's
for
the,
Tim
what's
Heidecker.
His name, Tim?
And,
yeah.
But also talking about kind of the slave labor they put you through over there for no money.
Yeah, him having to do, what, 73 combinations of lights or something?
Yeah, doing all kinds of shit, and they're not even paying right. They're not paying right. They're not even respecting the work.
Even though Tom Simon hates me now, he sent me an email. I guess
Tom Simon.
I guess it's weird that
it, so much.
I guess it's weird that it was an email, not a text, but it was a picture of an aerial shot of Disneyland.
He sent me that too.
Oh yeah.
The Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, how cute that you'd think I didn't know this, but I appreciate the thought. You know what I mean?
I've seen that 100,000 times. But I told him, like, yeah, isn't stuff like that cool?
It's cool as hell.
Yeah. But it's like, even though he hates me, he sent me that, but he didn't tell me he was alive.
That's true. He didn't tell me he was alive either.
Shit, Jason Christopher didn't tell me he's alive either.
Ooh,
he did send me a picture of his daughter, though.
But Jason Christopher, I think, is one of those where I don't think he really listens. Like, he likes us, but
he loves the show. He loves the show. In fact,
I think he listens to a lot of Kill Tony.
I think he loves us and the show.
Yeah.
And he sent me a picture of his daughter, and she's adorable.
Yeah,
and I don't say that about kids very often. I want to put that out there. More often than not, when you show me a picture of a kid, I will patronize you and be like, oh, yeah. And then I will talk shit about your ugly baby or ugly kid behind your back. Don't even have to with Jason Christopher. She is
no use.
She's cute as a goddamn button. Yeah. If I ever like was like my shirt was like open too much, I could take her, snap her to the front of my shirt, and then I'd be able to button it up just right because she's cute as a button.
Oh, I thought you were going to have her suckle on your teat.
No, I would never do that.
I was like, where are you going with
I'd
this?
I'd never do that. She's cute as a goddamn button, Jim.
Stacks, is Jay Neely still alive? Jay Neely was dead to us a long time ago.
Yeah,
from my understanding.
He became a weird, I can't remember which one it was. Is it incel? He became something like a
libtard.
Yeah, he became an open.
I like how you're like, it's one of those things. It's like incel or libtard.
I hear all those, I hear these words all the time, and I'm only like sort of, because I don't care about any of that. I'm only aware of them. But yeah, he became like the hardcore like libtard though, where like, our show was offensive to him all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And so he was like, he can't even concern himself with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why for anyone out there listening right now, if you ever see him, it's fucking on site.
Yeah, it's on site.
If you see that kid, it's on site.
I wonder if
it's funny because he listened to but also you can't even blame him because he listened to us when he was like 12 years old or something like that. And then he just grew up. He outgrew us.
Well, there was that girl that Jeff was always mean to. She sent us a cake that one time.
Ooh, I don't know.
I can't remember. She tagged you and me in a yard sale on Facebook the other day.
She made keychains of us.
No, that was.
I'm
Courtney Cherko.
Oh, but okay, you're thinking more recent. Oh, yeah, you're thinking of Melf.
Yeah, Melf
from the Discord. Yeah,
yeah,
she was a super good fan, and Jeff was super mean to her all the time, and would say shit about her children and stuff.
Yeah,
and so
she,
rightfully she
disappeared. But like I said, she'll still randomly tag me. Not in like nice stuff, but just in weird stuff. Like she tagged me in a yard sale on Facebook the other day, and she tagged me and like
probably just some something where it just like autofills or boom, something.
But yeah, so I feel bad that she's gone because she was like I said, she was like sending us like she sent us a cake on her anniversary. What if Sue Murphy still listens?
I think that's a sporadic yes.
Yeah, because she'll talk to me or like photos on apps and stuff, but I don't know if she listens to the show.
Kiwi Mango is in the Twitch chat. He's saying, breathe a sigh of relief because he is still alive.
Yeah.
Arctic Rabbit asked, wondering if Shudick is still alive. Shudick was like that liar kid, right?
Yeah, Shudick was the guy who lied a bunch and claimed he was making a video
game.
Again,
he was just a young kid. Yeah, he just wanted to talk about something. You can't be too mad.
He wanted us to like him. I do think it's funny, though, that like if you're listening right now, you're like, shit, what if I stop and then they start talking shit about me?
Yeah, no, exactly.
What if
that's our way to keep you listening? Like, well,
what if I'm on vacation for 2 weeks? I miss a couple episodes and then they just start talking shit about me.
That's the only way that we keep people stringing them along because they're just afraid we'll talk shit about them.
Yeah, you have two ways out. Either become friends with us so we don't care if you listen anymore, or listen forever.
Yeah, you got to listen forever or else you'll feel the wrath. Well, what's great, though, but also the way we fucked up is because our wrath is we talk shit about you when you're gone, but we used to do fan of the week, and all we did was shit. Their prize was we'd shit on you.
That's true.
We would do fan of the week, and we would just shit on the person for the length of the Christina Aguilera song Dirty.
Yeah, now we're giving it to them for free.
Yeah, now we're just handing it out there.
And they don't even have to listen to Christina Aguilera's Dirty.
Goldbricker saying there were times when Jeff tested his loyalty, but it's gotten better. Okay, Goldbricker. I mean, I get it. We all get it.
Yeah, we
we all silently understand. He's not here to defend himself.
But I would argue that Jeff would even say, yeah, I get it.
But now he's out doing comedy.
Yeah.
And he's figured out how to hide his opinions.
Wait, what?
I just mean like, making the joke like it's not like he's changed. It's just he's figured out how to like.
Yes. Which is all we ask.
Which is fine.
That's all we ask. Is merely hide them.
Grant in the chat. Grant's still alive. Jim and M's the only thing I'm living for, so never stop. Thank you, Grant.
Grant's always kicking. That motherfucker, kicking.
Let me see. Lion are in the chat. I remember the first review I left for you guys in 2012, and you guys just shit on me. Coming in from the YouTube chat.
What did it say, Lionheart? Did we shit on you like in a fun way that was exciting, or did it make you nervous about the show? That's what because I feel like there's two versions of that, and sometimes I'd like to think we're always trying to do the first one, but sometimes we accidentally do the second one.
Yeah, wherever that was. Sometimes. Sometimes it's very clear how endearing it is. It's a way more endearing thing. And I think most people get that. But also, I wouldn't blame someone if they're like, what the fuck? What are they doing? Why are they doing that to me?
Think about back when we do the reviews. There were times where we just laugh and go, wow, that was great. Then I'm sure people would leave reviews hoping we'd say that. And then we'd be like, who's this fucking retard? And they can tell we're doing it as a goof. But even if it's for a goof, they're not getting what they hoped they'd get. And so they're like, I just wanted them to laugh and say it was great. I wanted to be, I can't remember anyone's name. Who's the guy who leaves us awesome voicemails with songs?
Oh, Jordan Madison.
Yeah, Jordan Madison. I wanted to call him Madison something for some reason. Yeah, Jordan Madison's like he was like someone where we're just like rallying behind. Everyone wants that, but then sometimes you're not going to get that, but you're still going to get something good.
Yeah.
Not everybody's Jordan Madison.
Thank you for the kick follow, Hank the Bank. He's also in the kick chat saying, I'm still alive. Whoa. I'm glad to hear it, man. Yeah. Glad to hear you're out there breathing. You're still kicking and screaming out there.
I've been losing sleep over Hank the Bank. That's his name, right?
Yeah. What was I going to say about fucking...
losing sleep over him.
What was I going to say about talking shit, though? I
was
forgot.
It fuck you? Yeah. He sucked my dick?
Oh, you know what I was... Okay, now I remember. Maybe this isn't even true because I guess we all have our levels, but I feel like the OG person that people were afraid of was Jake, though.
Well, yeah.
Which is funny because now Jake's very much like, which is, I'm not saying he's putting anything on his, I'm really not. I know you're grinning at me. I'm not saying, but like he's just different now.
Yeah.
But I remember like in the early, early days, a lot of people were like, I don't want to call in Jekyll shit on me.
Well, because he had no patience. Well, okay, I don't even know if patience is the right word, but basically it was like, you need him to be on board with your call in 2 seconds or else it's immediate mocking.
Yeah.
And so, like, I can get that. Because also, I think that he was, like, prepared for a prank call. And so he would be, like, ready a little too fast. And so maybe someone just calls in with a bad call and he thinks, oh, shit, this guy's pranking you. Time to call your mother a bitch.
Yeah, no, he called my mother a bitch because he thought she was pranking us. He thought it was someone that was calling in to prank. But it was just my mom calling in to say what's up. No, he goes, hey, fuck you.
Yeah, that's a classic clip we've played a bunch of times.
Yeah, I wonder if Hey Bub's still out there or Lab Rat. Lab Rat, we talk about a lot. I remember it, but I don't remember it.
I just remember
it was a guy that wouldn't stop calling in, and it was like the worst bit.
I remember I made fun of him by referring to him as Lab Rat 2.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't remember why that was significant or important or why that would probably bum him out. I can't remember what it was. Lab Rat, I don't even think he was really a listener. I think he was just a guy. Like, you know, every once in a while someone just like appears, goes, oh, I better call in. Should I call in? Like, I think that's what Lab Rat was. I don't think he was a listener.
That was the back and forth. Maybe it wasn't the best way to build an audience, but people seemed to like it. But because it was like, we would shit on people on the phone, but also people would fuck with us by sending in comedy calls and like stuff like that to annoy us because they wanted us to get annoyed.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't really like, we weren't doing that for a bit. We were literally like, this fucking sucks. Yeah. Like, stop doing this. Please stop fucking doing comedy calls or doing Hey Bub when you call in.
Oh, no, I've made it pretty clear that I don't like Hey Bub. So that's why whenever it happens, I don't respond at all.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
you will get no response, positive or negative, from me for that. And usually the few times I bring this up, someone does it. But also then it just goes, I can go 7 months without getting one. And it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. The old Hey Bub. I guess the thing is now it's like, because someone brought up Jay Neely again. Well, because Hank the Bank's saying I would like a replacement Jay Neely. But
keep going.
Well, what I was going to say is like, I feel like there's zero chance we'll ever get like a kid that young listening to our show again, like a bussin' kid or something that stumbles upon Jim and them and enjoys it and gets into it.
I guess, I don't know. I wonder if like the way that the cycle is going, if like the only reason we were getting found is because celebrities didn't have podcasts, but now the only person anyone's going to find is a celebrities podcast or something.
They would only want to listen to us if we were talking about like other streamers or I just mean like the stuff we talk about.
Yeah.
It's not stuff they want. It's not that we're too offensive or anything like that. They would want us just talk about like Aiden Ross or, you know, Kai Cenat or something like people that we don't know anything about.
I don't even know those names. I feel like you made those names up.
No, they're real people. I want to talk about Neon and how Neon got banned from Kick. Is Neon still kicked from band, right? Kicked from band? Banned from Kick right now?
How do you get banned from Kick? Isn't that impossible?
He told some little kid he was going to rape him, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised
but
anyone noticed.
Because the kid was talking shit to him. Mm. Actually, maybe this is how we get a bussin' fan. Let's cover this real quick.
Let's not.
Let's cover how Neon got banned from
Is
Kick.
This Neon?
Yeah, this is Neon.
He looks like a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, but I think he's like 20 or something like that.
Huh.
What was his page? Is his page back up?
I will say while you look for the page that for all those Jay Neely fans out there, Jay Neely was actually two people. There was actually Joseph Neely, who we called Jay Neely.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there was, I think his name was Kenny. His name was Kenny. He was Kenny from Canada. He was the guy that would call in and be like, hey, it's Joe Neely.
We love those calls.
So if you're thinking of Jay Neely, that's actually not Jay Neely. That's Kenny. If you're thinking of actual Jay Neely, that's just some dork.
I can't remember why that became a bit, though. Like, why that turned into a thing where he was like, it's your boy, Jay Neely.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
But it was a great bit.
You're probably just talking about Jay Neely.
We loved it every time.
Yeah, we did. Okay, so Neon, a person I've never heard of. Now, really quick, is he actually popular Or was he minorly popular and then getting banned made a lot more people talk about him?
Neon,
or should
is
I, or
pretty,
do people know this person?
People know Neon. For, okay. Like young kids anyway. Like, again, because I don't really know who this person is.
Okay.
But just scrolling through social media, I've seen clips.
Okay, because that's the hard thing for me is there's so many small subcultures now that I can't tell who's popular or just like who's someone with an audience that then did something that got them canceled, and so now they're being talked about.
Hold on, real quick, going back to Lionheart saying we shit on him. He says, no, you guys just said I was a straight-up loser. Fuck, I hope we didn't do that, but I guess we did.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I hope that there was like an angle.
I hope we were going for some sort of bit.
Or we had a bit or something. I hope we didn't just call you a straight up loser.
Ghostly Squid, the only thing I have left to live is Jim and them. Absolutely. And that's why we're here for you, buddy. It's why we want you to keep breathing.
Wait, just, so that does that mean Ghostly Squid's alive?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm just seeing if there's anything else.
Yeah, wow. We just called him a straight up loser. A stone cold loser. Well, you know what? You're not anymore.
I'm trying to see if anyone knows who Neon is. Goldberger says that Neon kid's such a little piece of shit. These are kids that just do, like, they just do 24/7 streaming.
They
like,
just fuck around. That's just what they do.
A lot of times, it's just like they have a whole team, and people are just filming. They're hanging out in their living room, or even when they're driving around, someone's streaming from a phone, or they have a rig with them.
There's nothing more annoying in the world to me than like the idea that that's just a thing and that it works for some people.
But anyways, some kid, I don't know if the kid's really 10 years old, but he's clearly like a younger kid.
He looks very young.
He like, I don't know, Skyped in, whatever he did, zoomed in on the show and started talking shit to Neon. So, but Neon was talking shit back. Oh, hold on. Let me pull it up for the chat.
What ethnicity is this Neon guy? He looks
a good question, because there was a video where they got him to say the N-word. He just yelled it.
Oh, wow. Because he looks like kind of like Bayley from WWE. Like, you look at him and you're like, I don't know what you are. Maybe you're just a tan white guy.
I tried to be nice to you, bro.
Fuck the fuck up. I'll beat the shit out of you and your fat girlfriend, bro.
What the fuck?
That fat slut. I'll smack her in her face too, bitch.
And I got him about to dox your entire family. What's your name?
You're not doing shit.
That might have been the issue too, where he said, I'm going to dox your entire family. Even though, like, I don't think he's really going to.
No.
But I could see maybe Kick being like, hey, we can't have one of our, like, top guys saying they're going to dox people.
Yeah, you're just getting into arguments with 9-year-olds.
Yeah, because it's like, this is what, this is like the young up-and-comers are rough, dude.
Yeah, this is like, it's like, I'm not saying I don't have sympathy. Well, I am. I have no sympathy for this kid. Who cares? It's not actually a real controversy. But this kid sucks.
But I just mean even
sucks.
Like the little kid. Like this is how little kids are. They're just online being like, fuck you, bitch.
Eat shit. Your girlfriend's a bitch.
And I'm about to dox your entire family. What's your name?
You're not doing shit. Shut the fuck up. Suck my dick, bro. You a bitch.
What's your name? What's your name?
You fucking pussy.
What's your name?
Kizzy, bro. My name's Kizzy. It says
what's
it
your,
in my
what's your
name,
first
bro.
Name. All I need is your first name. You don't. I don't care. I'm an internet warrior. What's your name? What's your first name, bitch? What's your first name, bitch? Tell me your first name, pussy.
I'll give you Miami.
I don't give a fuck if you're 10 years old. I will fuck you in the ass until you fucking bleed, bitch. I swear to God. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
So that's apparently the clip.
And dude,
I guess between threatening to dox him and fuck his ass until he bleeds,
who cares?
That's probably why.
I can't imagine watching this.
I swear, though, there's probably early Jim and them where at least there's a similar thing where we're just yelling at a caller like that, though.
I
think this is a natural progression of being online and interacting with like strangers. Is that it does get to a point sometimes where both people are just yelling at each other.
Even 37 seconds of this is just too much.
Yeah.
There's nothing I want less than any more of this. And that little kid sucks. And then this guy sucks. I hate that anyone knows who this guy is.
But that
what
little
does being
kid,
ratioed mean again? I know you've explained it, but it never makes sense.
Ratioed is usually like, I mean, I don't know how it relates to in your, I guess in your stream is if someone's cheering for the other person, not you. But like on Twitter, for example, it's like you make a tweet and someone responds to it and their response gets like more likes and retweets than your original.
Okay.
Like that's getting ratioed.
Okay.
I assume in the context of like on his stream, it would just mean I'm sure everyone in his chat was like, oh, damn, Kizzy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this kid must have clout now because he gets the bragging rights of being like, I got Neon banned, you
but,
know?
But that's to what end and for how long?
I'm trying to see if I still have that clip where he said the N-word.
Can I say yes or no?
Okay, yeah. He's trying to get a pass from someone. This is what his stream is. He's just hanging out and someone's filming him. He's on his phone.
So he's like, I'm gonna call a guy. Yeah. This is my bit. This is a tired ass bit.
I'm saying it. Bye. Okay. How do I? All right. Tell me how to say it.
This is on YouTube, so this I assume is bleeped because this is his official account. It looks like. I'd be surprised.
Pronounce it wrong and offend anyone.
All you gotta do is say Indians or too.
All right, give me 30 seconds just to prepare myself. Oh, I just need to prepare myself. No. He says.
This is funny, though.
Five more seconds.
This is your last 5 seconds.
No. Give me 1 minute. One minute.
Two.
Now.
One.
Indians are nuts.
Yeah, I just yell and everyone cheers. This is it. That's where we're at, bro. These are the kids we need. These are the kids we need on our side, Mike.
On our side? I don't want these kids on our... Here's the thing. I'm not courting the youth, but I'm also not expecting the youth to be here and be like, fuck yeah, Mike rules. Like, I'm not mad that they're not here, and I don't expect them to be here. I'm not saying I don't want them. If you're the youth and you're here, and for some reason I am up your alley... Good for you, man, but I do not expect to be your cup of tea, and I'm just not who I am. It's not who we are anymore, Jim. We're not. That's not who we are.
Wait, who are we not again?
We're not here for the youth.
Yeah, I guess we're not.
We're not. I'm not saying let's chase them away. I'm not saying get the fuck out of here. I'm just simply saying
we're not gonna try to pander.
Yes.
We're gonna still continue. We're gonna do what we do. Talk about the stuff we like.
Yeah.
Stuff that we think
yeah
funny.
Just that's
but we're not going to try to keep up with the kids
I wouldn't expect the kids to be like, whoa, hell yeah, because like I remember when I worked with all those teenagers at the laser tag place, to them I was funny because I'm just a genuine I have a sense of humor. But like I would never expect them to listen to the show and be like, fuck yeah, like this is my kind of thing, but like they could still like me and think I'm funny. I just think there's a difference there. I never was like telling them to watch the show. I was never like going, you got, I think you'd like it. Cause I don't, that's not, because they would just show me memes and I'm like, oh yeah, no, this is just like, we're from two different times. You're looking for something different. You're looking for something different than what we have. And that's fine. I'm not chasing them away, but I'm also not like begging them to show up. They can hang out watching Neon if that makes them happy. I just maybe that you suck though. There's a chance that maybe you suck, but not, it's not because you don't listen to me. It's because you do love Neon.
Well, he was hanging out with Antonio Brown apparently this week as well.
Antonio Brown is literally the worst. Like no one defends him. He is like, it's so rare when someone crazy like him has no defenders. He literally has zero defenders. No one is on that guy's side.
And I think this is where, hold on, I gotta fix the stream real quick.
Oh, okay.
I think he's asking him if he fucked Tom Brady's ex-wife.
Ooh. Funny.
Yeah, go ahead, say whatever you want. You wanna know that I'll fuck that girl?
Wait.
Say it.
What girl?
Fuck who? Fuck who?
I mean, I'm gonna just ask it. Did you fuck Tom Brady's wife?
Well, what's so funny though is even just watching these quick clips of him, everything seems kind of really fake.
No, it seems super awkward, right?
I don't know enough about this dude, but it sounds like when someone is acting, but they're a bad actor. It's weird to think that he's doing like 12-hour streams and he's just talking like that the whole time.
I think he
wait. What? But it's almost like this was part of the script where, hey, you say the thing and I'm going to act all surprised and then we'll go on to the question about Tom Brady's wife.
Or he's not funny, but he's seen people be funny, so he's trying to sound like them.
Yeah.
But since it's not him, it just comes across as weird. Because like when he says the whole like, you fucked Tom Brady's wife, he's saying it in a way where he's like,
yeah,
like pretty shocking that I said that. Huh?
Can you believe it?
And there's nothing less shocking than what someone who's trying to be shocking says.
I mean, I'm gonna just ask it. Did you fuck Tom Brady's wife?
That's a good
question. Like, look, he even looks at the camera.
Yeah.
Did you? He did!
Yo! Now, you can't ask a man about his meat.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry, my bad.
Why are you so worried about another man's dad? Like, what the fuck?
Wait.
Yeah, it just kind of ends.
Dude, this is what people just sit and watch. Jim, every clip you've shown me is the new worst clip I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, this is but does this also make us the cliche old guys though? Like, man, kids today, they don't fucking get it, or what are these kids all about?
Because I'm not saying kids are stupid for liking this. Yeah. I'm saying this sucks.
Yeah, all right.
And so if they like it, that's fine. But I think this is like dog shit dribble.
You just don't get it, old man.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Fuck you. Eat shit. Suck a dick. This is bad. This is really bad. This is, you know what it is? It's boring more than it is bad.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
It's just, it's try hard, boring nonsense.
I guess I do get the idea of if there's a personality you enjoy and they just stream for hours, you could just kind of have it on in the background. Like that I do get.
Sure.
I just don't get why you would like this dude. I guess that's the more of the thing. I understand, especially in this day and age where, you know, it's so easy to stream or just have things on demand, whatever it might be, and you find just a personality, something you enjoy, and you get to have it all the time. That I get. I just don't get what would be, like, what's cool about this dude?
Yeah, well, and imagine you're spending, what, hours and hours watching this when you could spend less time and just watch the Tom Holland Hot Ones and then the Matt Damon Hot Ones back to back.
You could just watch Hot Ones instead.
Jim, you could simply just instead watch Hot Ones. But if you want to just watch a couple of the best Hot Ones and then just go out and live your life.
Well, what if
you don't need to be watching anything? You could watch a couple episodes of Hot Ones.
What if the host of Hot Ones Sean was Evans? Doing just IRL streams for like 12 hours a day and you could just kind of have it on the background while you're playing video games and shit? You put it on.
I would, but he wouldn't be out here being like, did you fuck Tom Brady's wife?
Yeah.
Sean Evans would never. Sean Evans is better than that.
It does just kind of turn into like, I guess it's the extension of the video game overreaction. Because, you know, there was always like, whether it be like the PewDiePie or the other streamers where like, I'm not saying they weren't scared, but they would overreact, whether it be a scary moment or like a cool moment in a game, whatever the fuck it is.
Watch a Smash Brothers character reveal and then lose your mind about who they're adding.
Or even like a trailer reaction on YouTube when everyone has to break down and be so emotional about everything. I guess it's kind of a natural extension of that, except you have to do that to every single thing that happens for your IRL extended stream.
Yeah.
worth a drive-through? You're gonna get a Coke? Like shit like that.
Like imagine
Then you also probably have to call the person at the drive-through and the N-word. So all your listeners are like, oh no.
Oh shit. Fuck him, he's covered the slut.
Well, I did see I wonder if I could find it real quick.
Like imagine if I was like watching the Bobby Flay episode of Hot Ones and then I was just like and I was just like, what the fuck? He's talking about restaurant reviews. Oh, and I'm just like, oh, slut whore. Like, no, like who would want that? I guess teens would want that.
Because I did see one.
Have you seen that one? You seen the Bobby Flay
episode? No, I've seen a few. I like it, but I haven't seen a ton of those.
Jim, you'd love the Bobby Flay one. I'll be honest. You know, your boy, oh my God, what's it? Gordon Ramsay? Gordon Ramsay kind of hams it up.
I watched Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, he kind of hams it up. And I watched his hoping it would be more like Bobby Flay's because I like watching food guys on there because they talk about food a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But Gordon Ramsay's was still fun. It was just different. It was fun for a completely different reason than I expected it to be. But yeah, you should watch the Bobby Flay one.
Fuck, I can't find it now. But earlier I saw a video that someone shared where this isn't that new because we were already seeing glimpses of this for the past decade or even longer than that. I remember we talked about like remember the kids that would throw the milk jugs in the grocery store.
Oh, yes.
But that's getting into, because there's a video I saw earlier where this kid was in like a Walmart or something, or grocery store. And he goes up to a couple. He's like, hey, I'm doing interviews for my school. Can I interview you real quick? And the guy's like, yeah, sure. And he's like, how does it feel that you look like more of a woman than your girlfriend? And like just starts like just talking shit to him. And then to the point where he's like, and you know what? This is my cart, and tries to take his cart. And then he just like knocks the cart over and everything spills everywhere.
What the fuck?
It was a black dude. So he starts yelling how the guy, because the other guy was white. And he's like, this guy's racist. He's trying to take my cart when it wasn't his. So it's just like openly starting with people just to cause a scene just for your video. And like, I'm sure part of that could be because you're streaming, or obviously you're going to get clicks on social media. Yeah.
Well, that's the infinite escalation of being shitty for clout. That's what the Boom Gang, approach is.
Yes.
Do dumber and stupider and shittier things with basically your armor is I'm doing it for clout. So you're less embarrassed, or you are like, you think it's like shitty, but you own the shittiness because you're trying to get people to do it for clicks, where you're like, well, I don't even mean it. I'm just being a dummy. I'm just being shitty. Like that somehow excuses it. And the things that people are willing to do are getting higher and higher and higher and higher because other people are willing to do things. So just an entry level thing is like, well, I guess I have to walk into this person's house and then act like they're weird for asking me to leave.
Yes.
And because that's now what used to just be someone flinging a milk jug in the air.
Yeah. Well, Stax in the chat, didn't he say something about Sam Hyde? No, he said something about Frank Castle, the other guy. He's like, he said like, oh, Frank Castle said or something. And like, or Frank Castle taught me this. So who knows? I mean, this has been an ongoing thing we've talked about for years.
Yes, because there's been so many versions of it.
Yeah. And like, it used to be you just would like vandalize things. And now it's like, yeah, you're right. The escalation is now just start with some random person just for the to be like, oh my God, can you believe it?
Well, have you seen the one where people like throw a bucket on someone's head, then throw a bucket on their head, and then they both take the buckets off? Like, oh, what happened?
You seen that? Yeah, I've seen that.
Go into like a Home Depot.
Wait, no, I think I have seen that one where what you're saying is you put a bucket on someone's head, but then you put one on yours, like the same thing happened to you, even like, though you're the one that did it.
But then, so people started doing that enough where then it turned into like, okay, what's a crazier thing? So you used to be like, pour a bottle of water on someone's head or have your friend throw a water balloon at them. Then
but
like
then you're
smash
also
one and you're like,
as well,
what?
Yeah.
But then that started happening enough where whenever it happened to someone, they would immediately be like, fuck you, I don't buy it. So then people would go, I know, I'll just do it and then be like, what? And then run away and make them chase me.
Mm.
And you're like, oh my God, now there's just not even like an angle anymore. It's just be shitty and then outrun someone. That's the new bit.
Now, I don't mind when you do if you just ask goofy questions or do a silly thing. Like there's that guy from a couple months ago whose videos I'd found and I was playing him during break. Digo Boop, or I think his name is. But he does the thing where like, he'll talk to someone and then he'll lay down on the floor and he'll start sliding away on the floor. So he's not like openly starting a fight with someone. Yeah. He's just doing a weird thing just to see if they react. Like to me,
it's like Eric Andre.
I guess it's
style.
Like a thin line, but I think there's enough of a line there where, you're not assaulting someone or, like smashing them with a water balloon or something.
Yeah. It's like the guys that do the thing where they like run up with a basketball hoop and throw a basketball and then like see if someone will try and make the shot and then cheer for them if they do. Like that is like, there's probably people that are annoyed by that, but that's not gonna like be like, oh, what shitheads? Why would they do that? Like that's nothing. Like, or the guys that run up and throw pillows at them and then they're like, oh, we're having a pillow fight. Like, that's just like, oh, if you throw pillows at someone and they go like, I'm not interested in this. I'm not that type of person. Then they walk away. It's like, who cares? You don't feel like you got pranked. Same thing with that guy. Like if he asks someone a weird question and then like scoots away in a weird way, or just sits there like chugging Mountain Dew, making eye contact with you. Like it's awkward, but it's not like, it's not antagonistic in any way. And so I think that's probably the line for me is like the people that are like,
well, it's
openly
like,
being antagonistic.
Like we did stuff when we went to conventions. We do like goofy things to people.
Yes.
When
I interviewed the Ouya guy.
Yeah. Or like when Jake would secretly take the people to the side to like try to hype them up, but like obviously we're all in on it and we're making them say a thing a few times. Like, yeah, that's a little different.
Yeah, it's not mean spirited and it's not like bad. There's nothing bad there.
Backing up a bit, escalating barbarism in the YouTube chat. That's just how Zoomers talk. They copy streamers from YouTubers from 2012. So I going back to how he was like, oh my God, what? Tom Brady's wife?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, that does make sense.
I guess that is kind of like the culture. The culture is, it's become such a remix culture that theft isn't even a thing anymore. It's like, oh, well, it's N-Man. You know, N-Man like basically sees a thing and then goes, oh, I'm going to do that. But here's my version of it. That's what everyone does. And occasionally there are original people or someone takes an idea and mixes it up so much that it becomes a new idea. But that's just become the culture, is instead of trying to make something new or do something new, you have to, you're taking someone else's thing and trying to do your version of it. A prankster
was arrested in
Europe. Apparently someone in Europe was throwing dog shit on people on a train.
See, and that's the, this is the escalation, Jim.
Yeah.
It's just you do something that in no way do you even think is okay. Like you can't even like say it's okay. But if someone asks you, you'd be like, I'm doing it for fucking clicks. Like, what do you want from me?
And you're talking about, I need subs, bro.
Yeah. And they expect that to like count as an answer where they're like, oh, I didn't think it was cool, but I did it so that people on the internet would see it.
Europe earlier this month for dumping buckets of dog feces onto unsuspecting metro passengers in Belgium, all for some clicks on YouTube. Authorities in Belgium have had enough of this crap, arresting and charging the individual they named as YD with assault and battery. Damage to property using violence and property damage on January 3rd, a day after he reportedly confessed to police about this prank in Brussels.
Shit.
IT wasn't
shit.
Just dog
it's like
feces.
Shiny.
Cops say he hurl a mixture of diverse substances such as excrement, oil, beer, water, fallen leaves, and painted innocent bystanders since his arrest. The man's been identified as Yanike on YouTube.
Yeah, anyways, that's dumb AI video of it. But yeah, YouTube prankster arrested. Holding a bucket, approaching a man sitting on the train, tips the bucket over, poured its contents all over the man before running off the train. It just, that's so annoying to think to have to, like, it, again, it's one thing of someone just being a weirdo and trying to get your reaction, and that's still annoying enough.
Sure.
But at the very least, I could see the humor in that because you're not like, you're not really like hurting anyone.
Yeah. Like, it's not even as like even a prank call is like, more antagonistic than just being weird.
Yeah.
Because a prank call is like, they're probably at work and you're probably going to call multiple times. Like, that is like annoying. But if you're just like, hey, can I ask you a question? And then you ask something weird and then do a weird thing and then they're gone and they have a camera looking at their reaction, but then it's just like, well, I guess I'll leave. Like, that's just, it's over. It's done with. Like, the worst they did was steal 30 seconds of your time.
Apparently, last year, another YouTube prankster was shot for following a delivery man around a mall. Did we cover that?
That sounds really familiar.
It sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't remember if we talked about it. A jury acquitted the shooter of aggravated malicious wounding in the shooting, but he was convicted of firing a gun inside the mall. It was from the YouTube channel Classified Goons. What else? Oh, okay. Yeah, I got shot.
What the hell?
See, but this is why it's even more annoying, because all that happens is he gets to put this video on his channel.
He's
like,
even
I was
more
on the
stoked.
News. I got shot, bro.
Yeah, he's like, it's better than he possibly could have imagined, because whatever he was gonna do by following him is infinitely like less important than him luckily getting shot and not dying. And now he's like, yeah, I get 30 minutes of clout, and all I had to do was get shot.
This time, we're hearing exactly how a social media prank led to a shooting inside Dulles Town Center last month.
Yeah, a 21-year-old named Tanner Cook was shot making what he called a prank video for his TikTok and YouTube channel.
Court, one of the Loudoun County deputies who responded to Dulles Town Center back on April 2nd said that he was the first one to get to Tanner Cook right after he was shot. He rendered first aid. He said as he was walking up to Cook, he recognized him from his YouTube videos, saying that Cook's prank videos have a bit of a reputation in the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office.
What is this video?
This is
man. Oh,
he's got his mouth wide open here.
It's just unfair.
Why is it unfair?
Because is this the guy that got shot?
Oh, are you gonna cry?
Yes.
Okay, bye. You can go now.
Well, guys, we're back. As I told you guys, when we hit 50K, I'm going to drop
sucks.
Merch.
Jim, I haven't even seen anything, and I know this guy sucks. I'm so glad this guy got shot, but I'm not happy that he got to make a YouTube video about it.
I'm going to come out. It's going to be exclusive. So once this drop is gone, I'm not dropping any more. Also, to get the merch, you can go to shop.
Yeah, you gotta get that merch.
This isn't the official one. I had a friend make me this, so if you want it, the link will be there in the description, or I'll put it right here. You can just search that up. And yeah, the videos are back. We're back, and let's get to grinding, baby. All right, we're going to the mall right now. As you guys know, with this prank, you know, it's a classic. I feel like without going to the mall and getting a security guard in this prank, like, it wouldn't be right. Because every time, you know, every time I get a security guard on this prank, it's golden every time. It's literally.
So is this literally the one where he gets shot?
Seems like it.
Okay, well, we have PD on the way.
Follow along with me on this one?
Ready? Yeah.
Ooh. Swing back.
Ooh.
They recorded that one.
But, yeah, no.
So he, like, tells a security guard a lie? Is that what the prank is?
He just follows him around, I think.
Doesn't matter. He can record whoever he wants. That is the law.
No, that's not legal.
Yes, it is legal.
No, you want to know why? Yeah. I wrote it out in my diary. No one's allowed to film me.
That means absolutely nothing.
What's even worse is that he's not funny.
He's clearly
not to be that guy, because I hate when, like, you know, there's usually, like, say something comes up where someone gets canceled or fired or whatever,
sure.
And then they're like, well, the important thing was he wasn't funny. So, like, I hate that excuse. But, like, I mean, given we've only heard a little bit of this, but it's clear this guy's not very funny.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing. But, like, I mean, you can get a smartphone and a YouTube account with zero effort, and so you don't have to be funny. And that's why a ton of people that aren't funny have YouTube accounts.
It's just unfair.
Why is it unfair?
Because he's recording me.
Oh, are you going to cry?
Yes.
Okay, bye. You can go now.
Yeah.
I'll give him a password.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Peach.
Yeah, Taylor.
Taylor, nice to meet you.
Let's get it, bro. Oh, yes, sir.
And this is live event where the crowd's cheering for him.
I'm good. What's up? How you doing?
Nice to meet you. I'm
good. Yeah, you as
well. Is that fucking, is that Frick Vape?
That's
is that Baden?
I was about to say, I think that's Baden or Balin.
Of course,
or
he's
whatever.
Balin. Yeah, of course he knows Balin Levine.
Yeah, that's Frick Vape for sure.
Oh, okay, so the crowd's there for Balin.
Yeah, of course. They ain't here for this fuck.
I got shot a few months ago, obviously, and I'm sure you guys are aware of that. And every time I'm outside and I go to do something, I count every day. And I really appreciate every day.
I count my blessings now, y'all. Ever since I got shot for my own faults.
Ever since I made myself get shot, I start just like every time I'm doing a prank, I'm like, another prank in the books. Thank you, Jesus, God.
Even though a court of my peers deemed that it wasn't bad that I got shot, they were just upset that a gun went off in a public mall.
A court of my peers.
And this is my perspective. Whatever you guys got going on, whether it's you trying to do something, you know, just always chase that. Don't ever give up on it.
Yeah.
And just keep going.
Just
don't
write
ever stop.
That verse.
We appreciate
lay
you guys.
That track.
See you guys in the next one.
Does he have the I got my neck cut open so I could breathe scar?
Ooh, does he? I couldn't tell.
Or maybe he's just got a chain, looks like he's got something on his neck.
And every time I'm outside and I go do something.
Oh, he's got something. Maybe. I wonder. Maybe he's bleeding in his lungs.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, no, but it's a goddamn 12-minute video. Whatever, it doesn't look like he got shot on any of these, but he opens with the I got shot, and then he's like, here's some other classics I did.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
What about Balin, though? Balin rules.
I mean, here's the sad thing. He got shot. That video's got 10,000 views.
Well, no, this has got 500,000 views.
Oh. I was probably looking at the likes.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, keep doing your pranks. Well, I guess someone's going to be good at them eventually. But it ain't this guy.
I'm trying to see then, because also,
it ain't classified goons.
Well, it's funny, though, too, because it's like you got 60-something thousand subscribers, but he hasn't put out a video in 3 months. Like, is it that hard? It's like, man, life's tough being classified goons. I can't just go out and, like, follow people around and say goofy shit anymore.
Well, here's the sad thing.
Since I got shot, I got PTSD. I can't do my job. I need work.
Every time my balloon pops, I start crying. Here's the sad thing is we saw his videos, and that's his threshold for here. This is good enough to show.
Yeah.
I bet you so many of his pranks fall so flat they're just not
but
worth
does
showing.
But does he even know that they fall flat?
I think he must have a threshold of what's good, and he gets he's clearly not good at it.
Yeah.
But like, I think that he has so little going on with some of them that it takes a while to actually get any footage. Because even the video we just watched was 10 minutes and it was what? 17 different pranks?
Yeah, yeah. You can get a Classified Goons hoodie for $50. You can get his bracelet, like I Love Classified Boobies for $5. I Love Classified Boobies. A care package for $2,000 sold out. There's no way that...
That means that there was never
Oh, this guy is this guy in Vegas? Because
oh,
the care
he?
Package was a free, but it was $2,000. Free flight to Vegas to film a video with us. You can bring a friend. A free OG hoodie and exclusive merch. I mean, I was going to say because he's using the Vegas sign logo, but I wasn't sure if he was in Vegas.
Yeah, maybe he is. I guess that really tells you how...
Yeah.
But I didn't recognize him at any of the places. It said
yeah,
Virginia.
I didn't either.
Maybe he's from
maybe he's
Vegas?
Just gonna go to Vegas to shoot a video. Oh,
sure.
Something.
You know what? He's probably here for like EDC or Life is Beautiful or fucking something like that. And so he's like, oh, while I'm there, I can fuck around.
Maybe we did cover this. I honestly can't remember, but it does look some of this looks vaguely familiar.
Yeah, this really does look super familiar.
A message that was repeated multiple times to Kali, who tells him to get away or he'll call the police, is what it appears to say in the video. Kali tries walking
away.
Yeah,
it's outside of Popeyes in the mall.
Then the lone shot rings out. Here's the full video.
Well, clearly, like, he kind of looks like sort of a weirdo. Is he
wearing
a diaper?
The guy he's going up against looks like one of the neighbors in the Burbs. Like,
yes, yes.
The creepy neighbors, which I get because that does look like an easy mark.
Yes.
But you have to, in the back of your mind, remind yourself like, oh, yeah, but this guy is also a fucking... This is Fox 5. Oh, no, Fox 5, Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
But it does say like Las Vegas at the bottom, but some other story.
No. Wow, that's... I'm not saying that there's... It wasn't annoying, but I don't know if it's pow annoying. I don't think it's like... I don't know if it's shoot him in front of the auntie's pretzel shop. Like, he just kind of... Like, he shoots this man in the
it's
same way that you kind of, like,
smack
someone.
Yeah, it's such a natural movement where he just kind of... His hand comes up and he's just all of a sudden shooting him in the gut.
This is such a pathetic bit, too. He just, like... recorded a dumb thing and he just keeps playing it and following the guy. I'd shoot him.
Yeah, because he's just playing some sort of AI Wait. Voice repeating something over
Joe,
and over again.
I'm so sorry. Please rewind the video, but only like 5 seconds. I think it said something about Bupac Shakur at the bottom.
No way.
Look, you
this
can see.
This might have been around.
Look,
I think it's Tupac, but let's see. Now, yeah, it's Tupac
damn
Shakur.
It. Fuck.
I'm gay.
I mean, here's the thing. I know if I got shot, I'd be like, like I'd make the dumbest noises ever. But I didn't get shot,
do you think
I can make fun of him.
Do you think you'd ham it up even more though, knowing that your friend's filming still?
I'm gay.
I'm
so gay.
Oh, fuck me up. Fuck my ass. I'm gay.
Oh, my ass. The cops show up. I'm like, keep filming. Oh, my ass.
Keep rolling. Don't you dare stop.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a 17-year-old on YouTube, oh yeah, I'd be yelling, "Oh, I'm gay!"
Of discharging a firearm in a public place. Again, not guilty on some of the wounding related charges.
His I love that they found him not guilty.
It's so funny,
that
dude.
That fucking rules.
It's so funny.
That fucking rules.
They're like, "Look, we don't blame you for shooting this annoying kid, but could you have done it in a public, more outside, not in the mall?"
Wow, that rules.
Arguing that the verdict should be thrown out on the discharge in public since it was self-defense. Today, the Loudoun County Commonwealth's attorney says the force used by Collie, they believe, did not match the threat he faced. Cook's father, Jeremy, agreed with that, but disagreed with some parts of how the Commonwealth's attorney prosecuted its case.
Where's the line where it became a life-threatening situation where he had to use deadly force? If you see that line...
Oh, this is the scumbag's dad. It's like, well, no, why don't you look at where the line is on your son that's being a piece of shit to everyone?
Yeah. Like you know your dumb kid's doing this.
Then you can think like that. But if you watch the video, at no point do you go, oh, there's where it became a physical point where this guy had to defend himself. That never happened.
Yeah, I was too busy cheering for the fact that your son got shot.
To get their perspective, they told me this was a difficult case. One juror told me that he did believe that Cook was a threat, to Colley, specifically pointing to Cook's size relative to Colley and the fact that Cook wasn't speaking and kept following him and that Cook had an expressionless face. The jury originally told
the judge, here's the thing.
And there's two, isn't he with his friend too?
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. If I just had a guy that was like acting like, for lack of a better term, like a big retard.
Yeah.
And I was just like, leave me alone. And he just kept getting like, when does he chimp out on you, right? Yeah. When does he rip your arm off? Maybe you should just shoot him.
Hey, Cook appears to follow.
Dude, the turn the and shoot. Shot. And look how his hands are so full. How is he so quick on the draw?
I don't even know where
the
gun comes from.
Rings out. Here's the full video.
Yeah, I don't know where this gun even comes from. What?
Hey, quit thinking about my twinkle.
What's that mean?
Dude, and I swear this guy, now that I look at it again, because he has like a red bag, I swear this guy's just trying to do DoorDash or something like that.
Probably.
What's that mean?
Hey, quit thinking about my twinkle.
No.
Hey, quit thinking about my
twinkle. Is it, do you jerk off thinking about my twinkle?
Something
is
that
like
that. Saying?
Let's see. He's kind of, he must be getting it. Oh yeah, there he goes. He's okay. Reaching for it now.
So fast. Pow. Dude, it's...
Some say in a past life he was Billy the Kid.
Yeah, dude. Fastest gun in the West.
Stop.
He really does just... like, hey, no, pow.
Stop, pow.
Like, he shoots him the least aggressively I've ever seen someone shoot him. Like, hey, go away, pow.
Oh, man.
This guy's a hero.
Yeah, he is.
This man right here, this man's man...
Here's a man who would not take it anymore.
Yeah.
Here's a man who stood up to the pimps, the scum.
He's got a real Grant Smith beard.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, he's like the guy in The Burbs. Let me pull up the guy from The Burbs.
Yeah, does the guy in the beard. Does the guy in The Burbs have a Grant Smith beard?
He does have a beard like that, although he's a little bit more white trash.
Oh, okay. Because Grant Smith isn't quite white trash, but he has a very specific beard.
Yeah, this guy.
Oh, yeah, he is like this guy.
And this guy also reminds me of the dude from Red Letter Media for some reason.
Jay?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He could play him.
I mean, when Jay has a beard and his teeth don't look all like high top lip, but when he's got a nice haircut and his beard's in, Jay looks like a different person.
Oh, yeah. Goldberger does say he was DoorDash, and yeah, I knew it. He knew he was.
Or he had a girl in a cage back home and he was bringing her food. Like a gentleman.
What was the guy's name? Colley?
Colley.
It'd be funny if he just sued him too for money and just won.
Yeah, you gave me, what do they call it? PTSD? You gave me PTSD.
I can't DoorDash anymore. Okay, yeah. DoorDash or a driver was shot YouTube prankster. What a fucking... what a thing to tell someone in like 2009.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess YouTube you would know, but like,
a YouTube prankster got shot by a DoorDash hero? What does that mean? He is kind of a folk hero at this point though, right? Like shooting an annoying YouTube teenager?
Yes, yeah.
That makes you kind of like a modern day folk hero.
Yeah, definitely. Tanner Cook.
Tanner Cook sucks. He deserves to be shot. I don't think he deserves to die, but he deserves to have a non-lethal gunshot wound.
Balin was actually our in with the Zoomers. What's Balin up to?
Jim, we don't care what Balin's up to.
He got the best advice from a barber 8 days ago.
Jim, we don't care what Balin's up to.
What is this? Rest in peace. A tragedy has occurred in the Balin Levine verse.
Look how they're dressed. They're like a boy band. Jim, we don't care about this.
But we do.
No, Jim.
4.6 million subscribers.
The only thing we care about is the money we've made off the Frick Vape shirt we stole.
That's true.
That's the only thing we care about. How ugly his friends are. Look at him. How do you have such a consistently ugly assortment of friends? It's uncanny.
This is what young men look like.
Is this what young men look like? That's a young man?
Yeah, maybe not him.
Jim, that's
not
Jim.
I mean, he's not either.
Jim, look how ugly his friends are.
That other guy was old. What do you think? What's the reveal here? Is it vape? Is it a vape?
Yeah, it's what was that one that got banned?
Ooh, jewels? Did jewels get banned?
Like he had like it a bunch of jewels, and it's the last jewel he had, and now he's burying
Can
the
jewel.
Can
you imagine if that's what this was?
I wouldn't even be surprised. Also, this video is 15 minutes long.
Gentlemen, we all know why we're gathered here today. A tragedy has occurred.
Why are they dressed like this?
I've prepared a short yet simple speech that just gets my feelings across for the passing of our beloved camera, aka PS4. It was one of those stressful nights.
Why'd they call their camera PS4?
Because they're fucking stupid.
I thought it was literally for the PS4. I'm like, PS4 has been gone for a while, pal.
Oh, yeah, they're retards.
We were filming a prank with Stu, and Baron set down his camera on the Freedom Fighter. Noah, being the big retard he is,
got in his retard.
Yeah, but it's so that you could say retard, like he's like a dumb bit.
Boom. We heard the camera fall.
This isn't a bad bit.
Turn back and see it shattered in a million pieces.
I'm just saying the idea of like doing a reenactment.
But not if your video is 15 minutes long.
15 minutes is pushing, but I'm just saying the basic idea, if you ran the Balinverse, for example, and everyone knew about the camera PS4, you'd want to make a cool video like this for it.
Even after all those times I was pranked, water washed on me, you two assholes laughing at me, I'm gonna miss the PS4. It was a good run, boys. May you rest now.
After all those memories.
What do you think it comes up if I skip? Well, is that a... Oh, okay. Someone is holding a PS4 as a camera, right? Is that what that is right there?
That is a PS4, but I don't...
Maybe that's the in-joke, is they used to pretend that they were filming on that, but they were filming on something else.
Oh, because, yeah, it does. They are, like, pretending like they're filming, I guess. Yeah.
Filming the crazy Karens, the male Karens. Can't
do you think is going to happen if I skip to about 7.5 minutes, like halfway through? Is it something different?
Well, I assume it's them buying a new camera.
Oh, Mike, you're on a whole nother level than me. I thought it was going to be more sermons.
Well, I was just trying to think what's boring, and that's the first thing I thought of.
It's okay. I'm right here. Tell me where to put the cord, baby. I'm right here. Talk to me.
You're in a black family's home?
Right here.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. I've been working here for about a year and a half. He just got hired on last week, but he's learning pretty quick.
Well, I got the job because I can do the whole...
Actually, they are... I did see that they had a Geek Squad van. Are they pretending to be the Geek Squad?
I guess. And that they're just being like...
They're in some guy's house.
We're going to mount your TV. Yeah. Oh, let me kiss
Sir, I don't care. 850? Are you out of your mind?
Is there any way we could continue
working?
Listen,
you're very stupid. Hey, let's go, guys. We need a $150 service fee.
You can leave, man. Thank you.
Because the show up for you is part of our policy.
I will ask you to leave one more time nicely. Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Dude, you ruined another sale.
Goodbye. Dude, shut up.
Another sale.
You're not working for me anymore.
Another sale.
You're not working for me anymore, stupid. Sale. You're not
going to have this. How do they have a cameraman
inside?
I mean,
how is there a... That's what I was going to say. This is all fake then, apparently,
Oh,
right?
What it probably is they asked their friend's dad to
okay.
call.
It's got to be, right?
Tell your dad you called Geek Squad for the TV.
Yeah.
And then film us when we show up pretending to be Geek Squad.
Because, there's someone filming in a hallway.
And he did actually look like he was trying to hide. So I got to imagine that's what it is. It's just a friend's dad.
The Face ID does work on this. Oh, that's not bad at all. You could just walk in.
But then again, they don't recognize Balin. This is just all fake, then, right? Because now someone else is supposedly hiding down a corner filming.
Jim, your whole can't
believe
they don't recognize Balin. I wouldn't recognize Balin.
I'm just saying but it was a friend's dad, you would know that your son's friend is a fucking full-time YouTuber, especially
maybe.
They're in some small bumfuck, they're in, what are they in, like Virginia? They're sitting some like...
Oh, okay, yeah. I guess in my head, parents don't know their kids' friends anymore.
I think you would know you're especially because you're probably your son's getting paid because he hangs out with Balin. You know what I mean?
Well, then maybe it was an acquaintance.
$150 show up fee, but we can negotiate and we can just charge for a show up fee for today.
It's completely fine. So
look, man, we have to charge, man.
Were you aware that there was a charge for them?
No, I didn't know.
It's like mandatory fee.
I said we just let him.
Look, man, shut up.
Yeah, I mean that does sound like the guy I was talking to, like his son. Like, did you know there's a fee for this?
Yeah.
She would have just been like, honey, get the gun.
We live to see another day.
You are grounded. You
know oh, that, so at right? some point in time, well, they broke and they're like,
they it's just a prank, Dad.
It's just me bailing.
Sorry, I put my head down and then I come up again and he smacks me again.
No. Although you gotta like Balin more than Neon though, right?
I don't like either of them.
Yeah, but if you had to pick one.
Gun in my head, the gun's in my mouth.
This is Sophie's choice, the end of the good son, when she's holding Macaulay Culkin and Elijah Wood and you gotta save one of them.
Ugh.
You're saving Balin.
Hi, my brother. Look
I don't know, dude.
Right there.
Chalaxa I genuinely too, don't know course. Who I'm saying.
And wait,
you're out of your mind. It's Balin all day.
How's it feel to be in Zoomies?
That's oh my what God. I say.
Is it true that if you don't get merch done?
I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Yeah, well, I can't
we don't care about this.
I can't even continue.
Jim, you can't keep pretending you like
this. I can't continue to even entertain
Sometimes
this.
When Jeff's here, Jeff will pretend he likes it too, so there's two of you pretending. I'm not going to pretend. I refuse. I absolutely refuse.
Oh, Balin. Balin Levine. At your service. I wonder if Balin needs like an uncle character to hang out with him.
He has two of them. He had two uncle characters.
Maybe he needs another. I'm just saying, what kind of character could I play? Maybe he needs another one.
He needs a third uncle friend.
I can also do a fake accent.
You're saying this
as well.
Teenager needs a third friend to pretend to be his uncle?
Oh, yes. Hello, Balin. Is this me, your uncle, Jim? Hey,
I will also pretend to be Andean.
I am also your uncle, Jim Balin. Hey, Balin, it'll be your uncle.
Hey, Balin, it's me, your Mexican friend, Mike Steele. Hey, Holmes, why don't we go and install some cable?
Yes, hey, Balin, it is I, your uncle.
Hi, Balin. Why don't we go clean in the governor's shoes and in a smouse moon? It's me, your friend from London.
Hey, Balin, it's me, your younger brother, Jim.
I could be with Balin. Me and Balin one day,
I
hanging
could be
out all
with
the time.
Balin.
If
you
someone
don't even
was
want
like,
that.
And yeah, well, maybe I do. Maybe someone's like, hey, you could be best friends with Balin. You just have to stop hanging out with Mike.
Jim, here's the thing. If you go, all right, I guess I got my dream, then you didn't deserve me in the first place, Jim.
Yeah, fair enough. You know your worth.
I know, especially in that situation. Balin sucks.
No, Balin doesn't suck that much.
Yes, he does.
Balin's kind of cool when you really break
it
down.
No, Jim.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
When you really just break it down a little bit, he's kind of cool.
I hope Balin gets shot.
No.
But like it's a non-life-threatening shot.
Balin would never get shot.
Yeah, he would.
He's way too, like he's too level-headed. He can read his environment pretty well. He kind of has an understanding of his surroundings. Like, he can hold it down.
No way. I bet he's got a little dick.
No. Are you kidding me?
You think Balin doesn't have a little dick?
He's like a tomboy beanpole. Of course he's got a big dick.
A tomboy beanpole? Hey, he's a man that I refer to as a tomboy. I bet he's got a big old dick. Jesus Christ.
Let's see.
Balin.
Balin Levine, if you're at your service.
How many Frick vape shirts have we sold? It's like 50, right?
We sold a bunch, yeah. We definitely sold a bunch of those.
It's like a shitload.
Everyone's all about the Frick vape. Oh, yeah, and then I think, I must have talked about it on the show, but I'm pretty sure I sent a picture to the group chat one time when I was at Disney World and I was in line. Or were you guys there too? And there was someone that had a Frick vape sweatshirt in front of us.
Yeah, no, that was,
that's right.
We were all together, there, yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, it's a Balin Levine fan at Disney.
Yeah, and Jeff acted like he cared, and I immediately acknowledged that I didn't give a fuck. And then you pretended to be excited about it.
No, we all cared. We all geeked out a little bit.
Oh, did we?
We all like whispered to each other and kept pointing. He's got the...
That's Balin.
He's got the sweatshirt.
We should have been like, oh, did you buy it? Oh, no, yeah, because I remember, because we were like, hey, did you? I made the joke that I was like, you should ask him if he got that from the Jim and Them Tea Public store.
Yeah, Tea Public? Thank you for the $4.
Thank you for the $4. Balin sucks.
I mean, speaking of... Speaking of theme parks, I did see some stuff on... Epic Universe earlier.
Fuck yeah, dude. They're getting so much of the work done. There's like,
did you see there's an unannounced werewolf coaster?
No, this is the one I was telling you about.
Were you?
Yeah, I was saying that they were doing test rides, and it's one of those spinning ones like Crush's Coaster.
Oh, you did say it was a spinning one.
But
yeah,
I couldn't.
I guess I didn't pick up that you were saying it was a werewolf coaster.
Yeah, I couldn't tell, though, if it was a free spin or if it like Crush's Coaster or if it was like Guardians, but this looks like it's definitely free spin.
But I wonder, what the fuck, where are the werewolves at then?
Because like,
there's a spooky house it probably went into.
Well, and they're doing like the Harry Potter.
There's a spooky werewolf house.
Yeah. Well, because like, yeah, there's a bunch of indoor stuff. Because like they're going to, and then they're going to flush out the area with more of a facade.
Well, because the thing is, we only have like about a year for us to move to Orlando. Because we got to get there in time for Epic Universe to open. You know what I mean?
What are you doing?
Because we gotta.
What's your fucking game plan, Jim? What's your end game here?
I'm just saying you can't just like travel there for a weekend and go to Epic Universe. You got to live there for like 4 months.
No, we can just easily. You know that thing we always do, traveling there for like a week.
No, not when Epic Universe is involved.
Yeah, when Epic Universe is involved, instead of going to 4 Disney parks, we'll just go to Epic Universe for 2 days straight, and then we'll go to a Disney park.
No. Yes. If you go in Epic Universe, no Disney. No
then,
right, Disney.
Fine.
Then we'll only go, Epic.
We'll go to all Universal's gates. Then.
To be a true like Orlando person, you have to like Universal way more than Disney. Like that's the thing you do. Because Disney's all about that almighty dollar, baby. They're just ripping you off.
Universal's
all the time.
No, we all know Universal nickel and dimes.
Try to bring a family to a theme park. You're going to Universal, baby.
The tickets may cost less, but everything else costs more.
Everything else, come on.
Everything else, dude. Do you remember last time you went to fucking Universal Studios LA?
Yeah,
dude. Everything costs like $17,
like
unless
what?
It should cost $17, then it costs $40.
Like what?
Like a single donut from the Simpsons donut shop.
No, you're crazy.
No. The thing is, we've always said this, is that Disney will smile at you while they rip you off.
But that's changing
they don't,
now.
But they don't nickel and dime you.
That's changing now. Now they nickel and dime you.
See, because I feel like Universal...
Especially with Genie Plus.
Sure, yeah. But like Universal... won't even smile at you while they do it. They just, they're basically like when you're buying concert tickets and you're like, whoa, nice, $25. And they're like, $37 service fee. Fuck you. That's what Universal does when you're at the Universal parks.
The times are a-changing, my man. Get with it. Universal's the way to go. Universal cares more about you now than
but I'm
Disney
not saying
does.
I don't like Universal. I'm merely saying they're both expensive, but one of them is expensive with a smile, and one of them is expensive like, yeah, whatever. What are you going to do about it?
No, see, the problem is ever since the pandemic is that Disney smile's turned into a frown, and that frown from Universal is turned upside down.
I don't know if it's turned upside down yet.
Yes, it has. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Hey, do you want to buy a $17 hot dog that we know tastes bad?
No.
Do you want to film yourself eating it with your friends?
No. See, you just don't. Well, you're talking like you're talking West Coast shit. I'm talking about the world, baby. I'm talking about world.
Yeah, we were. They both have expensive stuff, but Disney does not nickel and dime you the same way that Universal does.
That's different. That's different now. Things are the tides are shifting.
All right, how about this, Jim? I'm literally going to Universal Studios in less than 2 weeks. I will give you my honest opinion after going there.
But what I'm saying, you're going to West Coast shit. You got to go to Orlando. You got to go where the magic
I've
happens.
I've been there with
that's,
you.
But that's what I'm saying.
I've been there with you.
But I'm saying to get the full experience,
I think
you need to see how they compare on the East Coast.
I think you're forgetting that they nickel and dime us because we're using Patreon money for the trip.
No, but what I'm saying is when I've gone on my trips recently, I'm like,
sure.
Oh, fuck, now Disney's nickel and diming me.
I don't know, man.
They get your hand in your pockets and they're fucking people over with the Genie Plus. You got a Genie Plus line going around the corner. Doling out $38 a pop on a fucking Genie Plus.
I'm not saying I love Genie Plus, Jim. You're not.
But it's the ultimate nickel and dime. Universal's got them beat on just get an Express Pass.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like the Express Pass is that much better.
It is, though. It's better just because it's like it's a better way to limit it. Whereas Disney's getting greedy where, like, we could just sell fucking Genie Pluses forever.
That's true, yeah. But I would say that Universal makes up for how much better that is by just having every single other thing just cost like so much.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying that's changing. Like, those times are changing.
Like even just like simple things like t-shirts are just like more at Universal than they are at Disney.
I'd have to look at that because they're all like $35 for
my
a t-shirt.
My Jurassic Park spirit jersey costs more than my Disney spirit jerseys.
I mean, I'd have to look at that. I'm not that much of a spirit jersey person, but even spirit jerseys, you're looking at a lot of those are starting to push $100.
Yeah.
They used to be like $70.
True, but
that's what I'm saying. The times are changing.
But the Universal spirit jersey was $125.
Yeah, but that's not going to be across the board spirit jerseys. No way.
I'm simply saying I defy you to find a $125 Disney spirit jersey.
I'm saying now you could find that because I'd say that your spirit jersey is probably the exception, not the norm.
Even my hand knit Christmas sweater spirit jersey was less than that.
I mean, it's still at least $100. I saw that. It was like 100, 110.
It was 99.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying also Universal spirit jerseys. That's not the norm on those.
I've only bought the one and it cost a ton.
That's what I thought.
You didn't shut me down. Yeah, you didn't prove me wrong.
Yeah, I totally did.
No, you didn't. We're both saying the same thing. You just don't think that you don't know I'm right. That's
no,
the problem.
What I'm saying is that you don't know that you're wrong.
Then I'll find out how wrong I am when I go to Universal Studios.
Yeah, with some West Coast ass shit. Of course you will.
No, Jim, you're just...
And your fucking confirmation bias as well.
I am
ad hominem as you go in there.
Ad hominem.
Yeah.
You know that I'm a man that can walk in and walk it straight down the middle.
You're going to go right in there with your freaking...
I am always eating humble pie if I'm wrong.
You're going to go in there with your straw man.
No.
Yep.
No, I'm going to go in...
Paper straw, man.
Here's the thing. The tickets were great. The tickets are great. I got 2 days at Universal for the price of 1 day at Disney.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But they know they're doing that. And that's why if you don't want to buy anything, cool, that's great. You're not going to spend more. But if you want to buy stuff in the park, get ready for it to cost way more because the ticket was cheaper.
But you're talking to me like I've never been to these parks. I've been to these parks. No, I've paid these prices. Yeah,
That's why I'm surprised that we have had conversations where Disney gets you on the front and then they smile at you while they take your money. But Universal sneaks you inside and then they blatantly and openly rip you off.
I've said that exact thing. But what I'm saying is I'm finding that that's changing. Hmm. And I'm very surprised at that.
Well, I have yet to see it change.
Because we got ourselves a Chapek and an Iger in there. And they're both fucking us in the ass and in the mouth.
Okay, well, I was at Universal Orlando less than a year ago.
Yeah.
And the thing I bought is the example I'm using.
Well, yeah, but I mean, again, I don't like spirit jerseys. Get out of here. No one wants a spirit jersey.
Dude, they're like the thing, Jim. Yeah, they are the thing.
No one wants that shit. Okay. Get out of here.
All right, Jim.
What, you find a spirit jersey in fucking Orlando? It's Florida. Yeah. It barely gets cold there.
Jurassic Park fucking anniversary one?
That's why you're paying a goddamn premium, because you're out in the goddamn swamp.
No, because before I bought it, I looked online to see if it was cheaper, and it wasn't.
You're fucking over in Florida buying a sweatshirt? Get out of here.
It's not a sweatshirt. It's like basically a crew neck. Basically a crew neck. I'm not saying one is better than the other.
You're saying a crew neck's not a sweatshirt?
Well, it's kind of different.
Yeah, they're in the ballpark.
A crew neck is like, what if a long sleeve shirt was like had a baby with a sweatshirt?
They're in the ballpark.
Oh no, I'm not saying they're not in the ballpark. I'm just saying the crew neck and the sweatshirt are different.
Yeah, but you're acting like one of them is a strike and one of them is like a home run, and
I'm not saying that.
It's like we're talking left field and right field is all we're talking about here.
I like both. I am not saying that one is better than the other. I'm saying they're two different directions to do the same thing.
Yeah, but you're acting like it's just a long sleeve t-shirt. It's not a long sleeve t-shirt.
No, it's not. A crew neck and a crew neck is like a sweatshirt version of a long sleeve t-shirt, and a sweatshirt is like a heavy version of a crew neck.
You're the guy that's like, yeah, they're like a funk with a little mixture of electronica, and it's like, shut the fuck
up.
No,
but you know I'm a genre
guy. Rock and roll.
You do know I'm a genre guy.
It's all rock and roll. That's why they're all going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I don't know.
Fucking...
Honestly, I don't know why you're mad at me for showing the distinction between a sweatshirt and a crew neck.
No, all that. Okay, we're just trying to kill 10 minutes. So okay. That's a part one. That's a part one, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see here.
If you think that I'm wrong about the difference between sweatshirts and crew necks,
Leave a comment in the thread.
Where the hell is there it is. We will be back.
Any protection. So I
bet
know
you should, because you hired security guards with your nine Indiegogos.
Yeah, I thought all the Indiegogos were for the what security.
Weren't you all your GoFundMes to prevent this, you fucking yutz?
Can I get a rosé?
In case you missed it, he never met any of those goals, so I don't know where the fuck you guys think he got security guards if he didn't even meet his goals.
But GoFundMe, you don't need to meet a goal. You still get that sweet, sweet money.
Oh, but that's true. But he did say he had security, but he got distracted.
Yeah, the security guard was dealing with someone else when another man went over and ripped the fucking door off of his car.
Thank you for the bits, my dude. Shirt? I just call him Shirt because I don't know what the other things are.
I call him Shirt as well.
Do we have security?
Just don't call him late for dinner.
And security is very costly. To get people with a certain permit that allows them to fire a weapon is a very, very costly thing. And if you need more than one person, because we're doing big public events where you've got to be able to look from all sides, all this stuff costs a lot of money. So, yes, we are keeping the GoFundMe campaign up there. If people want to donate out of the kindness of their hearts, believe me, it means the world to us. But we're not demanding money. We're not requesting.
Okay, this is the nice backwards way of saying, please give us money.
I like how he's like, I have a GoFundMe, but don't worry, I'm not requesting money. by very definition of it, you are requesting money. You're also reminding me of the GoFundMe that has not met its goal, and you're making sure we know about it.
Well, and plus, he's twisted enough to fake this, but he's faking it for the greater good.
Yes.
Where he's like, look, I would get stabbed anyway, so I need the money to protect me from getting stabbed.
Believe me, I'd love to just tell you the story, but it's not that easy. That's why I have to make a movie. God, man, can you imagine a world where I could just tell all of you? I wish. Oh, well.
We want a real Hollywood picture.
Money. We're not out there campaigning. We're not going to start a new
campaign.
No,
you literally are. You are.
I'm leaving the GoFundMe up. It's up to you. If you want to make a donation, believe me, it's appreciated. From the bottom of our hearts. And we will get back to you with all the rewards once it's all done.
This is him realizing that, first off, the people that want rewards aren't getting them. And they're mad. And then the people that keep saying, hey, you're just fucking hounding for money. He's hearing and reading all that because you know he's a psycho that reads every single fucking thing. And that's his dumb, clumsy way of trying to be like, no, but guys.
Well, dude, I was on it today. One of the most recent comments is someone that didn't get their perks. But this is even someone from the original Indiegogo, like 2 years ago, they said.
Yeah.
When it was just to put out his album. And he's like,
I never even got his album.
And he's like, I haven't gotten any of my perks. Where are they? It's been like 2 years.
You know that he's reading all that stuff and he's trying to be like, oh, crap. People know that I'm just trying to fucking fleece them, trying to fleece everybody. And now they figured me out.
And we can have a moment to breathe. I do want to say that we're going to add some new perks to the GoFundMe campaign that's up there, where you can have a chance to come see the premiere of my new movie.
Imagine if someone's like, hey, what do you do for a living? And he's just like, I just push my GoFundMe every now and then.
I make up stories and then post up GoFundMes.
I work... what do you do for a living? Oh, GoFundMe. Oh, you work at that website? Oh, no, I just have a GoFundMe, and I, drum up some attention every few months and get a couple extra grand in the kitty, and then I'm good to go.
What do you do when you're not trying to post GoFundMes? Oh, I like to go to the crazy buffet. Oh, dude, I hit this kid on a skateboard today. Should have seen how quick I got out of there.
I had to get out of there. Does he think he's going to get a piece of my GoFundMe? I don't think so. Or my Indiegogo.
We're going to give away some tickets and maybe even some free trips or whatever.
We're just doing basically
whatever.
All...
You know, I doubt there's any trips, and they're not free.
Yeah, the only trips happening right now is the one they're on because of all the drugs they're doing.
We can to whatever survive. We can. Whatever we can.
Keep ourselves alive. Can you blame us?
Until we can prove.
Wow, she is so bad. Look at her. Look at her pretend to cry.
Yes,
look at her pretend to cry.
It was like immediate.
Now, I'm wondering... now, because Corey is obviously like a crazy weirdo, but there was a time when he was kind of just a little off kilter. So is it like, is she making him crazier or is he making her crazier?
Oh, he's making her crazier.
Or is it this weird echo where they just keep bouncing off
each
other?
She obviously couldn't have been normal in the first place to get where she is. But I think when you're fully immersed, like, you know, when you're in a place where everyone has an accent and then you start kind of talking with that accent, she has been like, she didn't just dip her toe in the Corey Feldman. She fucking jumped in, fucking did a jackknife off a diving board into the Corey Feldman. And now
but
she's drenched in it.
There's a chance that she's the one that's like, Corey, people are trying to kill you. Like, you think about it. Like, you're trying to unlock these things.
Well, yeah, she married Corey Feldman to get money, and now she's like, well, shit, he didn't have any? Crap, GoFundMe. Do another GoFundMe, Corey.
Well, like,
she's Jafar. Like, yes.
Imagine trying to live your life, and like how you guys were saying, she's like, hey, you want to go to the movie theaters, and maybe we could see Moana? And he's like, no, honey. Did you know that Moana was produced by the same man who married the cousin of the man who raped Corey Haim? And just it just slowly just beats you down. And
do you know
you are this.
Do you know the guy that did sound design on Moana as a member of the Wolf Pack?
It's Corey. They opened a new all-you-can-eat sushi place I want to check out. Are you kidding me? You think I could go outside right now? There are snipers outside. Look, you can see the red dots. Corey, I don't see any red dots anywhere. Look at them. They're everywhere. Oh, those snipers think they're smart, but old Corey Feldman's one step ahead of them.
Do you know Lin-Manuel Miranda stole the idea for Hamilton from me? well, because it's great because I have no doubt in my mind, really, that he made this all up. Because remember he had his made-up getting run over story?
Yeah.
How they were going to try to run him over, but it was really like he was on the sidewalk and a car drove by fast.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, wow, did you see that? That car tried to run me over. And that was his last big video to try to get people to donate because his life was on the line.
But I don't have 2 years. I don't believe we have 2 years to tell that story, to make the movie, and to show the truth. So instead, we're going to do it all in the next few months. We're going to get it out. And one way or another, we're going
to
release the documentary that's going to expose this entire...
Now, what are we getting? The documentary? I thought we were
fucking already.
Get on the Jim and Them Facebook group.
We need to make that our
Jaime Robert.
Yeah, it's Jaime. It's our boy Jaime.
He's got a nice screen cap of a Corey face.
We got to make that our tier three emote or whatever.
Conspiracy to try to destroy us. Okay, I think that's all we have to say.
Well, you see how he kind of turned from like concerned, I need help guy to like, okay, so that's it. Now give often and tell friends.
I love his 5 minute diatribe about his GoFundMe. Started off with, guys, you don't have to give any money to this GoFundMe. We're not even going to talk about the GoFundMe today.
What do I look like? I got my hat in hand and I'm asking for money. there couldn't be anything far from it right now. But
what
seriously, we got to get this documentary. We got to get this movie going.
You think I'm playing an acoustic guitar on the corner with a fucking top hat in front of me or something?
Is there anything else, honey? We love you. We thank those of you who have been in our corner.
She's thinking of cats and dogs dying and fucking like her grandma's funeral. She's really trying to push it.
You think it'd be easy to pretend to act miserable when you're married to Corey Feldman and she can't even do that?
Melfina in the chat. Documentary shot in this room with the same audio.
You know what? They're not spending that GoFundMe money on her hair bleach. Look at those roots.
Yeah, fix those roots, bitch.
Yeah, what are you? It's her hair playing music for the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show or something?
Get her.
Choo-choo.
Bring us from the beginning.
I promise you
from the bottom of my heart, I would not do this if it wasn't for justice and it wasn't for truth. My family doesn't need it. My son doesn't need this. None of us
need it. Oh, my God, he has a son?
Yeah. You had the same reaction 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
Son.
I did. It just seems impossible that he would have a son. Oh, Christ. Documentary you showed me the trailer for where there's that young kid who's talking about his mom that like wants to pretend to be black and you can tell he's really frustrated. Like he's being super honest about how he feels about it. Like that must be how Corey Feldman's poor fucking son.
Oh yeah, Zen Feldman.
Zen. For Christ's sake.
Or Zen Scott Feldman. He's 13. What a bum up.
This poor motherfucker.
Poor fucking kid, dude. He's in what, junior high? And all his friends are watching his dad fucking beg for money and fucking do all this like embarrassing shit online.
Jesus.
Ask for this? Nobody.
We just wanted to tell the truth, and we just wanted a bad monster to be exposed. And instead, other monsters have come in and made our lives hell.
He's the monster.
He's a monster.
Like, they're both monsters. These are monster people you're looking at right here.
Friday the 13th right there.
That's it. Thank you very much. We love you. Pray for us. Be with us. God bless.
I will not. pray for you, okay, Corey Feldman.
Not happening, my guy.
I'll pray for you, Corey. Pray to the devil.
Well, yeah, and
I'm going to pray to the deed and say to who I could pray to.
Well, it's right on theme for Friday the 13th as well, because he was sharing a bunch of Friday the 13th tweets today, and I was like, what the fuck is he doing? And I forgot that he's young Tommy Jarvis in, I think, part three?
Isn't that the one everyone hates?
Well, everyone likes him in the movies.
Oh.
Because, wait, yeah. Yeah, no, he's in Friday the 13th. I wasn't sure at first. But then they got someone else to be older, Tommy Jarvis.
Good.
Hell yeah, indeed. And he also did a Access Hollywood interview. I didn't check this out. We'll see if there's anything.
Yeah. The only person more excited that this stuff keeps happening to Corey is these fucking shit shows that, yeah, like, get to produce 12 minutes of content for their garbage television show all about him being a fucking maniac.
Extra, and
not
extra.
To say we're not doing it, say, as well.
And Jim and them, because we get a solid hour each day.
But I'm stoked whenever he does stuff, but he shouldn't be as stoked,
exactly,
as I am. He,
yeah,
shouldn't be more stoked than we are.
And these people shouldn't be as stoked because they try to act like they're concerned. Hey, wasn't this bitch on Road Rules?
I think you think that's Veronica, hey, and it's not.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the Road Rules.
Shocking claim that he was stabbed while in his car at an L.A. intersection. Now, for the first time since that alleged incident, Corey is opening up about what happened. It's an interview.
Why is he dressed like Beetlejuice?
I locked the door. He pulls on the door.
He's just like Johnny Depp and Crybaby.
It was locked, but then somehow when he pulls,
I mean, one thing that's interesting with all these different tours he does, he tries different looks on these shows. He's just trying to see what works. Remember, he had his weird rat tail that,
yeah,
time.
This is the best one so far.
Well,
ooh,
I mean, but
isn't that a bummer?
Shirt, like, the clothes don't help.
Hinges again. He opens it with ease. The door just opened. I don't know how that happened. I don't know if he had like some kind of magnetic device or what.
I just didn't fucking lock the
all
door.
All he does is watch movies and be in movies, and so he thinks magnetic devices that unlock doors exist.
Well, and plus, nothing could ever be his fault, because he would be the idiot that didn't lock the door. He had to have some sort of
magnet
device, or he's just a super car thief.
Can I get a rosé? He could be doing big horse things.
Thank you, Late to the Party Gaming.
Got the door open, lunged in one time, stabbed me like that, and pulled back out, and that was it.
And did you see what you say he stabbed you with?
I couldn't see.
No, I think that was Kit, Kristen. Kit from Road Rules.
Oh, I was never a big Road Rules.
Let me see.
I don't know,
Jim,
why I disagreed with you. I was big on the Real World.
She was like a southern bitch, I think.
Ooh, sounds hot. I'm super into southern bitches. I like them when they go to debutante balls.
It was dark. It was nighttime.
Yeah, this does kind of look like a younger version.
It's like from like the first or second Road Rules. It's like she's,
yeah,
old school.
Oh, yeah, that might be her. Her face is a little more busted now, though.
Oh, damn, catty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, why doesn't she get her roots done, bitch?
Yeah, talking to Mike.
I was making fun of Corey Feldman's wife.
Can you show me?
Well, it's faded now. You won't really see much.
Yeah, he won't fucking show it at all. He has to fucking pull out his papers and shit.
Well, I mean, it doesn't exist, so no. I mean, yeah. I'd have to can't show you something that's not real.
Would you ask a lady to show it? But I don't think they would.
Corey posted pictures of himself being examined at the hospital.
Yeah, he'll post pictures of the fucking hospital. We won't lift up his shirt on Access Hollywood.
This stupid picture with him and his vape and the blanket covering his chest to make it seem like it's more of a wound than it ever was is so hilarious.
When it's hiding
it's
his
so
fat
funny
gut.
And you think he thinks he's so fucking slick right here. Like, you know, he posed for it.
Hell yeah, he did.
And he's wearing a baseball cap, too, which is like, I don't like.
When you get his, he didn't have hair and makeup that day.
Yeah.
Something, possibly a hypodermic needle. So you were worried and you were getting tested that maybe it could have been a poison.
It wasn't even a regular dermic needle. It was a hypodermic needle. Corey, that's not, you know what, never mind.
Chance that it could be something else, we don't know. Just to even know that, like, yeah, God, there's a possibility there could be a poison in me and I could be dead in a few months.
Now, if you'd like, after I tell the story, we could perform. I did bring the angels. We got a new song. We got a GoFundMe.
No, thank you.
No, that's okay, Corey. We'll just talk to you for a little bit.
You start singing. It's
jarring.
Do you feel like you're being targeted, or do you think in this case...
Well, I can go acapella,
could...
too. I'm that good.
Can I get a rosé? He could do a big horse
thanks
things.
Thanks for the bits.
It had been a road rage incident.
It could have gone either way. There has been targeted harassment. There has been
against
targeted
you
threats. Again.